Quebec government. Jean Charest was premier of Quebec at that time. Jean Charest joins Jeff Blair and Paul Jones on Primetime Sports. Mr. Charest, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jeff and Paul. I'll put my headgear on here so that.
Well, you've got, you know, I mean, the reason this interests me so much is, you know, we are having this discussion in baseball now. There's a possibility that baseball may return to Montreal.
Yeah. And
one of the things that the new commissioner, Rob Manfred, said is that, look, in this day and age, it's unfeasible to expect a jurisdiction to build a new facility without at least having some indication or at least having you know, some realistic expectation of getting a franchise. Because under Bud Selig, the whole idea was with Montreal, build a stadium, and then if you want to get a team back, we'll talk about it. Yet you guys really kind of took a leap of faith here, and it appears to have turned out, hasn't it?
Well, I think it has turned out well. And to give you the full picture about Quebec City and why it unfolded that way, there's a few elements that we should add to that. One is the old arena called the Colisée Pepsi. It's 60 years old and run down, and some renovations had been done, but that arena had really outlived its useful life. Two, Quebec City is the biggest city in the eastern part of the province of Quebec. And here's a whole part of the province that mm-hmm. doesn't have a multifunctional amphitheater, which it is. And mm-hmm. I went to visit it a few weeks ago. It's absolutely beautiful, very well done. And so that was also part of the story. The other part of the story is I'm a big believer that Quebec City should be be among the cities applying for the Winter Olympics, because it is just the right size as a city for Winter Olympics and would be an absolutely great venue. But and our view was that even if there is no hockey team, here is something that we could do with that in mind. Finally, what's important about Quebec City is down to a single person in that community. They're all very much in support of a hockey team returning. I mean, this isn't ordinary. I mean, we're not talking about sports buffs. I mean, everyone, no matter what they do or whatever sport they prefer, they would all love to see this team return. So here's a community who says to the National Hockey League, we want a team, and if a team comes to Quebec City and we put together a good business deal, we'll make it work.
And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned the Winter Olympics, because one of the things I know from having covered the Olympics in Vancouver and spending some time around the sliding sports, the bobsledders and the luges, and one of the things, and I'm sure you probably know this, Mr. Charest, but one of the things a lot of people in amateur sports in Canada think need to happen is we need to build some facilities in eastern Canada like the ones we have in the West. We've got, of course, Whistler, the great sliding venue. We've got all those venues. And if you hold a Winter Olympics in eastern Canada, in Quebec, that solves a lot of issues as far as training goes, as far as as growing sports like that.
And we invested a lot in our sports programs, and International Olympic Committee recognized how Quebec as a province alone invested, to the point where during the games in Vancouver, almost half of all the medals won were won by Quebec athletes,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because we invest heavily in those sports, and we're delighted to do it, by the way. And by the way, Canada's getting pretty good at this stuff. I mean, the Pan Am Games, what we were hearing in Montreal before the Pan Am Games opened was that it was very iffy on whether or not this would be a success. Well, if it's what I read in the papers and saw in the media is true, it looks as though it was a huge success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Canadians are good at this stuff. And in the case of the Quebec City Arena, well, we took a leap of faith. We did it. The mayor of Quebec City is a huge fan of the idea of a hockey team returning, which would be good, by the way, for all of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this rivalry between Montreal and Quebec City was just, you know, magic. And for the league, it would be fantastic, plus another new Canadian team. So it can work. I guess the big issue is, does the numbers work? And I guess in this day and age, numbers and profitability for hockey is about TV rights and being able to make a play in regards to platforms. Vidéotron, which is controlled by Pierre-Carl Péladeau, ironically, has control over a certain number of media platforms, and it looks as though they could make a bid and make it work financially for a hockey team in Quebec City.
Mr. Charest, you gave the 4 points about the multifunctional facility, the Winter Olympics. You needed an arena. Interesting. Last night I was talking with a friend of mine from Quebec who ironically happens to be named Rod Gilbert, who is a huge Habs fan, and we got talking about Quebec City and a team. And you gave those 4 points, and the last one you gave was the community in support of hockey. Would you not think that that might be the first one? And basically, as Jeff said, your leap of faith, you're saying, all right, hey, we're going to show you right now how much we want it, because we're going to go ahead and build this thing. And as you said, it's like the leap of faith. It's sitting here. Please give us a team. We'll fill it up. We've already showed you how passionate we are about hockey. We've showed you in the past, and we're prepared to show you in the future.
Well, I agree. I mean, it can't get any better and more real than it is now. I mean, and to demonstrate that level of support for the team is, and by the way, the project came in below budget and before time, which is, is a $400 million project, came in at $370 million. If you have an opportunity to visit the arena, by the way, it is, and I'm not an expert in architecture, and it's not a fan, but I was really impressed by the quality of this infrastructure and the way it's designed. It's very open, very airy, and I think people will love the arena. All the elements are there, and now, I mean, I don't know the hockey side of it. I'm supposing they may have been a little disappointed to find that there were two bids for these new franchise teams and not more. And the Las Vegas one, I can't figure out. Mm-hmm. I sort of compare Las Vegas to Quebec City. I can't believe that in Las Vegas, this is the talk of the town everywhere you go. If you get in a taxi cab in Quebec City, just ask the question and then sit back and you'll get plenty of comment.
Yeah.
But in Las Vegas, it looks a little... I don't know enough about it probably to comment intelligently, but in this case, it's going to be a very community-rooted team. And so it'll pay off for the National Hockey League. I have no doubt about that.
I was going to ask you, Mr. Charest, what are some of the dynamics that have changed that will make the Quebec Nordique, will make a hockey team in Quebec, which I'm hoping will be called the Nordique, a success? You know, how is it different now from when the team moved to Denver?
TV rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think, that's what I understand where the difference is. To make this financially viable, you need to, given the fact that it's not a big market, though the arena would be full every night, I have no doubt about that. And so TV rights would make the difference. There are the boxes, but, the private sector in that part of Quebec isn't that prominent that the boxes would be full. Now, that being said, what I've learned since then when I visited the arena is that there's all sorts of ways to skin a cat on boxes. And what they do now is that they sell packages mm-hmm. where multiple owners and groups and right. promotions. And so what I've learned is that, there's other ways to skin that cat to get the boxes to be occupied and filled. But essentially, I think it boils down to the money that you generate through TV rights or selling it through the platforms, the communication platforms.
What financially, Mr. Charest, what would it mean to the community? Just an influx of money? Have there been any projections on what it might do to the economy, what amount of money might be coming in should a hockey team land back in Quebec City?
Well, I remember seeing studies when there was the talk of the Expos returning several years ago. Mm-hmm. There was an attempt that did not work out. That essentially, so I don't have the answer to tell you the truth, but what the studies said back then, which sort of made sense, is that, consumers have a set amount of disposable income for activities. Whether they spend it on hockey or something else, they'll spend it anyway. It was sort of the thinking. So this is, but it's more than just that. I think that it'll generate money. It'll bring people into the city. Mm-hmm. There will, from every account, I mean, there's people who will come from the Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean, Gaspé, and other areas of Quebec to see the hockey, and that'll bring money to the city. And then there's the intangible of what it does to the whole city. It gives it a life. It gives it a profile, and that's worth a lot. It is worth a lot. You know, since the Expos in Montreal have been out of play, you don't see the name Montreal when you get sports reports about baseball.
Right.
And it sort of speaks to the city. You know, what size are we? What are we? Are we important? Are we? How do we project ourselves as a city? So that's a big part of the equation also. And there's the added original part of it, which means the rivalry between Montreal and Quebec City returns, and what it does to the league in terms of its popularity. So that part of it is all good.
In conversation with Jean Charest on Primetime Sports, you talked about the move couple of years ago to try to bring baseball back to Montreal. It appears now that a lot of things are lining up. I don't know if it's going to happen in 5 years, 10 years, but it appears as if a lot of things are lining up. You have a commissioner who's open to it, who's talking openly about it. He's met with Denis Coderre, the mayor of of Montreal, on at least two occasions. Where do you think this is going, and do you foresee, Mr. Charest, a new stadium being built in Montreal without an ironclad guarantee from baseball?
Well, the one of the things that has changed is the leadership issue, and like on all these things. Mm-hmm. In Quebec City, on hockey, the mayor, whose name is Régis Labombe, was a quite very good mayor. I got along very well with him when I was premier. He's the kind of guy who drives a project.
And, mm-hmm.
In Montreal, on baseball, much of the same. Denis Coderre has very much committed himself personally to this project of getting a baseball team back. And so, you know, when someone gets in there, and he's not halfway into it, he's saying, you know, we'll make it happen. And so that's one huge difference. On the stadium side, the last time we went through this, the thinking was, if it's at the Big O, it won't work. It's too far away from the clients and the people we want to bring in, who are in downtown Montreal, and it's the business people. Much think of Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and your stadium and the Maple Leaf Center and where it is, you know, and why it works, and because it's physically situated at a place where people who go to the games have access to it.
Right.
So now the problem we would have is that the piece of land that was targeted several years ago. Now this, I'm trying to think. This is probably around the turn of the century, 2000,
right?
15 years ago, is now developed. It's gone. It's not there. So if they have to build a new stadium, they'd have to find another piece of land, and that would not be. Would be simple. I'm guessing there'd probably be a play to say, well, why don't we do it at the Big O and see whether we can make it work?
Mm-hmm.
The Big O has another issue relative to its roof,
mm-hmm.
that no government has been has resolved since then, because it's a retractable roof. It probably cost $400 to $500 million to fix the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a very appealing scenario. So it's complicated in that way, but. Again, I mean, here is the community in Montreal. There isn't the level of intensity on baseball in Montreal that you'll find on hockey in Quebec City.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The level of intensity in Quebec City is very high and generalized. Montreal, less, but building up. And it's building up. And I think for the first time, people take it seriously. The mayor, and there's business people interested, and they say, you know, this actually, you know what, this could happen.
Mr. Charest, we only have a couple minutes left. I don't know why, but I'm fixated on money for some reason or other. But I'm thinking about Quebec City and the proximity not only to other areas in Quebec, but across the border. And with the dollar being, well, good and bad in a sense, do you think it might spurn some tourism and some influx of money in that way, with people coming across the border to catch hockey?
Sure. We see it, of course, we see it in Montreal a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of Americans in the northeastern, the New England states are huge Montreal fans and were raised on that. And again, the rivalry between Montreal and Boston, very intense.
Yeah.
And so, yes, and we saw some of that in the days of the Nordiques were there. And, you know, the state of Maine is close by. I mean, it's, it's not a huge state in terms of population, and northern Maine is pretty much forest. There's not a lot of people. But you do see that, and people go up to the games, and it's an experience. You know, it's and Quebec City also. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. One thing about Quebec City that's interesting for Quebec City is that when people go there on business or otherwise, they return. It's one of the cities in the world you go to, and once you've experienced it, you want to go back because it's a walled city, the historical sites, whether it's the food, the beauty. You'd say, hey, this is a place I want to come back to. So it has a very good, it scores very well in terms of tourism, and that would be helpful. The dollar, well, you know, might as well see the positives, the upside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the downside's pretty drastic for professional hockey teams. The Canadian, I don't know what the Canadian organizations are doing, the Montreal Canadiens this year, but when I was in office, the dollar was a huge issue for them. And so it's a tough one. At least let's take advantage of the upside.
Mr. Charest, we appreciate you joining us today.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Jeff and Paul, and I hope that you'll get up to Quebec City to celebrate with us when the Canadiens and the Nordiques play their first game. Don't miss it.
Bonne chance. Is that how it says? Bonne chance?
Yes, bonne chance. Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Charest. That's Jean Charest. Take care. Bye-bye. Former Quebec Premier.